Om Shanti and warm welcome to this evening workshop, Finding Contentment and also Harmony, Cultivating Harmony in Everyday Life. And we have an honor to have Brother Arif with us, and I had honor to just get to meet him first time maybe half an hour ago. But what I picked up from his vibrations, that definitely the contentment and harmony is something which is really, really crucial for him. So that's why he is sharing this topic with us today. So he is originally from Tanzania, and but he took Gyan in Abu Dhabi. He was working there. And guess where he is living nowadays? What is the dream of most of the Brahmins? Yes. So he is very fortunate to, he has been living here now 3 years. So warm welcome, Brother Arif.
So Om Shanti. This is going to be a workshop, so you'll do a lot of work. Not too much, but a little bit of work. But before we can start, we need to see that we are okay in the group. So I know this group is all English speaking. Okay, so that's fine. I know this group also is all English speaking. And we'll find a place for you. You can just, yeah. So, is there anyone here who's not English speaking in this group? Okay, but you can help, right? Okay, so we can assume that this everyone is English speaking. Which one? Okay, so you will be translating. Okay, so we need to fit, brother. You can take this chair and join this group. So we have almost. And what I would like you to do now, since we are kind of set, I hope, oh, brother, you can join this group with your chair. Okay, so can we expand our hearts a little bit and expand our circle a little bit so that we can incorporate the ones who have come, but not so much that we collide. So a little bit, brother, a little bit, yeah. A little bit behind, yeah, a little bit behind. So, because you will need to move a bit, so, yeah, a little bit. Okay, great. I think we are good to go now. Everybody has a paper and a pen. If anybody doesn't have a paper, please raise your hand so we can give you. Your book is okay? Book is fine, book is fine. What I mean is you have somewhere you can write. But if you don't have, we can give you some. Sister? You have? Okay. All right. Yeah, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Small, big, doesn't matter, as long as you have a pen and a paper. Okay. So to check what?
Huh? Maybe by mistake they can come here.
Okay, okay. So this is a program about contentment. You are in the right place? Yeah, all are content? Okay, then we don't need to do anything. If everyone is content, then we don't need to do much. Okay, so one sister is gone, but we'll be back, I think, no? Your mom?
Yeah, she's
fine. Okay, all right. Okay, so what we're going to do first is we're going to do a little exercise, yeah? And I'll explain you how we do this exercise. It's very simple. Okay? Each circle will have something like this. And what... Yes, you can turn a little bit. I can come in the middle, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he will... Okay, yeah, so it's good, yeah, okay. So what we'll do, okay, let's start with the first exercise. I would like you to all stand. And fast music. There's one chair here, sister. If you are joining. Yeah. Okay. So, there will be a little music that will play. And I would like you to try in your little space as much as possible to see how much you can move. So I want you to move from your seat all the way to the opposite and back and sideways without banging to others, right? Okay, so the music will start and I would like you to freely move. Freely within your circle. Yeah, that's why I said make your circle big. You can make your circle big. Sister, you join? You can join this one. Keep moving and keep creating bigger circles so you can move freely. Yeah, just keep moving. Yeah, zigzag, plus minus, make your circle big, random movements with your hands. You can see an example on this group, you know. Okay. As long as you don't bang, you know, just keep moving, keep moving. Don't stand in one place. Keep moving, keep moving. Keep moving freely. And let's just feel how does it feel to move freely around the circle. Just see how it feels to move freely around the circle. Okay? If you have an issue that you can't, you know, you feel, if there's any pain, you can sit, it's okay. But otherwise, just keep moving. Okay, please sit on any chair nearest to you, or if you have your stuff, you go back to your place. Either way. Okay, so everyone has a chair? Oh, you lost your chair? Everybody has a chair. Okay. Alright. Okay. Welcome. Maybe we can put this chair here. Okay. Sister, you can join this. English speaking? Yeah. You can join this group. Okay. All right. Okay. Now the second part of this exercise. Okay, what you need to do is you will get one of these. Okay? Each group will get one of these. And I need to move so that everybody can see. Each one will get one of these. And who would like to volunteer to start? Yeah, so you're going to start this process. And the third group, who's going to volunteer? Okay, yourself. Okay, I'll come to you and I'll show you something that you need to do. Okay, so this brother will have this in his hand and all he needs to do is, I'll tell you once again to stand up and to move and then I'll tell you to stop. Okay? You can sit for a while. Just see what happens and then you'll get the idea. Okay? So when I tell you to stop, you just stop where you are. Okay? And this brother, you know, like whoever has the bunch, the string, will take the string on the one side and will throw it to the other person and the other person will catch. Okay? And then the other person will hold here.
Yes.
And he will or she will throw it to another person. Okay? And we'll create a web. Is that clear? Okay? Randomly to anyone. And the more random, the better. So you don't need to, like, you know, go like this. No, no, no. Just zigzag anywhere. And you will be, actually, you might be here or you might be anywhere because I'll ask you to move first. And when the music stops, you will stop and then you will pass this bunch to another person. Okay. Only in this group, yeah, yeah. So if you want to make it bigger even, you are free to make it bigger, but make sure that you don't cross your area. Is that okay? Is that clear? There's one more thing that you need to do. You need to mention your name. Sorry. Which country you come from, okay? And the third thing is, what is unique about you? And when I say unique, it has to be something unique. Or try to, you know, or if you think that that's unique, right? Okay, anything, you know, doesn't matter. Okay, something special which you think, you know. And when that person says that, others should hear, the group should hear that. And then if there's anybody else who is actually, let's say, I play the violin, and there's another person who does, that person also should raise the hand. It's okay if we have two or three. Doesn't matter. Okay? So, three things to say. My name is Arif. I am from Mount Abu. And my uniqueness is... I have three houses. No, three homes, not houses. It doesn't belong to me, but I have three homes. So, I move around three places and I kind of don't stay in one place. Okay? All right? Clear? Good? Okay, so you just hold it for now. And then when you hold it, when you receive it, you'll be holding one point. Don't leave that point till the end. Okay, don't leave the point. Always hold the point so that it is stiff. And yeah, okay, I think this should be enough. All right, okay, let's go. Music? So now the first thing is just move till the music stops. Keep moving. What you need to do now is give me back the string. Give me back the string now. You don't need to roll it. You don't need to roll it. Just give me as it is. Just put it in front. And keep standing. Yeah, no need to untangle it. Just bring it. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Just give it. Okay, great. Thank you. No, it's okay. Okay, all right. Okay, now you can stand once more and just for one half a minute. Keep moving again in random. Okay. All right, stop and go back to your seat. Yeah, one ingredient of contentment is fun. We don't want to be boring yogis, right? Or serious yogis, right? We want to be fun yogis. Otherwise, then there's no difference, no? Yeah? Not funny yogi. Fun-loving yogi. All right. So now you know a little bit more about those who are in your group. And also maybe you know a little bit about what just happened. Okay? So, anyone who'd like to share, there's a mic here, just very briefly, what is this experience that you just went through? For you, there's no right one, there's no like the experience, it could be anything, but what was your experience? But hold on, because they're recording, so I'll just pass the mic, and just briefly tell me your experience.
I think initially we are from the BK family, so to say, we are strangers, but a little introduction breeds familiarity. Mm. And the rope exercise, which is random movement with that rope, I think it's like the web of relationships that we get into with interactions, and this is more of interaction with physical movement, but otherwise it's at a thought level, we start thinking about others and this is this, his speciality is this. So we start forming images in our mind about the person. Okay. And also I think there is a tendency to rate it like, oh good, oh okay, depending on our own frame of reference in mind. Sure. Yeah. So sure. This is what my take.
Thanks.
Thank you.
There's somebody else who wanted to say something. And then we go to the... There's somebody.
So initially, we were free to move, kind of. But once the strings would probably be the symbolic for attachment that restricts our... we get tied or bound, and ultimately we are not moving at all. So.
Okay.
For me, it was about the child in me playing.
Child playing, yeah. You can move now. Three for each, because we don't have too much time. But then you get a chance at the end. So three each or two each, whatever. Just briefly. Okay, you just need to get up a little bit. Yeah, okay. You wouldn't go more than that.
I felt belongingness.
Belongingness, yeah.
Anyone else?
Yeah, what I experienced was very silly.
Very silly, yeah. And how did it feel to be silly? Or to feel silly?
I haven't been silly for a while.
You haven't been silly for a while. Good. Okay, another group?
I felt harmony.
Harmony.
Harmony, and I came lost. Okay. I came lost.
Shanti, I enjoyed that we took care of others. The fingers that they didn't get torn off by the string. Yeah. And everybody was concerned that Carol was all tied up in the middle.
Yeah, so you can also get tied up sometimes. Okay, all right. Okay.
Well, for me, it was, or it still is, more questions actually than answers. I'm trying to, you know, find out the string, the throwing, what was the significance of having to throw it, and throwing at random. And then the string had to be held tightly. So the fact that it was held tightly, the element of the pain, I'm just trying to think, maybe the pain in entanglement in relationships, that mm-hmm. by their nature, relationships tend to have that entanglement and then some bit of pain if you concentrating on them. But like I'm saying, I'm trying to find out the throwing. Why did you have to throw like that?
Okay. Last one.
Me, like the strong feeling I had, it is a childhood and happiness and harmony. Although it was this crossing the card, this, the there, this one goes there, but it was this happiness, like the children when they are playing together, no fighting, whatever is happening in there.
Luckily. Okay, yes, please.
She couldn't decide which way to go because of attention to other people around her. Yeah. And it's my feeling. Actually, it's a small play and we tangled to each other and it was easy to entangle again. But in the real life and in big world, it is not easy, as much easy as to entangle in that play. So I think reaching to a high stage in spirituality, so we will entangle everything, I think.
Thank you. Okay. All right, so we thank you for all the feedback and whatever you've kind of maybe shared or not shared. But it's good to see that, you know, we start and we know a little bit more and we are a bit more comfortable, and then we can move to the next part now. And this part, I would like just to read you one very small slogan, actually. And this slogan says that contentment is a very great virtue. This was on the 7th of November 2024's Murli. Contentment is a very great virtue. Those who remain constantly content are loved by God, loved by people, and loved by themselves. Okay? Contentment is a very great virtue. Those who remain constantly content are loved by God, loved by people, and loved by themselves. Okay? So this is what Baba said in the slogan. Okay, so now we move on to the next part of the exercise where you will need to write something. I would like you to take your place where you can write, your book or whatever you have. And if you don't have one, you can come here and we can give you some paper. And I would like you to write, what does contentment mean to you? Just write down, because you're going to answer this. What does contentment mean to you? Recall a moment when you felt truly content. What does contentment mean to you? First question. Second, recall a moment when you felt truly content. What contributed to that feeling? recall a moment when you felt truly content? What contributed to that feeling? And the last one, how do you currently cultivate harmony in your life? How do you currently cultivate harmony in your life? So 5 minutes, if you can respond to these 3 questions very briefly. Now turn to the person next to you and share your answers, please. Any group has an odd number? You can go in 3. You can go in 3. If you have an odd number, go in 3. Okay. Okay, let's get back now. Once you finish, let's get back to the bigger group. Okay. I think BKs are very content to chat. Chit-chat. Okay. So brother, let's get back now. Let's get back now. Yeah. All right. Om Shanti. Okay. I would like to hear from what you had. I'm sure you enjoyed the response, but looking at the time, I think we'll have to move a little bit forward and then see if we can have one feedback at the end. Okay? So the next one exercise is I would like you to split into 2 groups. In each big group, 2 groups. Okay? So come closer and make 2 circles out of 1. Make 2 circles out of 1. You can move now, yeah. Yeah, 2 circles, yeah. Equal almost? Yeah, 5-5 is okay. 5 or 4 is okay. Okay, your last question. Okay. Okay, so you can write this actually. So discuss how knowledge, virtues, and power. Discuss how knowledge, virtues, and power contribute to contentment. Discuss how knowledge, virtues, and power contribute to contentment. And the second part of this question, the second part, and contentment brings harmony in relationships. So you need to discuss how knowledge, virtue, and power brings contentment, and the second part is how contentment brings harmony in all relationships. Okay? Again, 5 minutes in the bigger group. Okay, so you get a chance now to share. Hello. You get a chance now to share what you discussed. If you have a person that can just give the essence in your group and then pass on to the next group. Yeah, so your summary of what came up in your group.
Yeah.
And then to the next group. Okay, so back again now. Yeah.
So we talked about how gyan, virtues and powers can contribute to contentment. The drama and how the imperishable income we had, and we compared Brahma Baba with... for him it was a quick decision to give up the donkey's work. For most of us it's a process, and contentment brings harmony in all relationships by becoming more soul conscious.
Just a summary.
Okay. Om Shanti. By knowledge wise we discussed, so we are all together because of some karmic account, whether it is your personal life or it's with your professional life or whatever it is. And then how do you move on is to understand you are here to clear the account, not to accumulate. And then apply the principle of drama. Whatever is happening for your highest possible good, and move on. So that's what we respect through the knowledge. And with respect to the virtue, so by developing the virtues like happiness, being happiness irrespective of what's happening, and then understand that it is a predestined dharma, and then contentment itself is a virtue.
Yeah.
And then developing humility, and then accepting, having mercy for people, for the souls. So that's another thing that we talk about virtue. And with respect to the power to, almost four powers we could fit in here: power to withdraw, power to accommodate, power to adjust, and power to tolerate. All these we can develop on this one. And then by developing contentment, we can definitely bring all harmony in our relationships. It's not that the way they are, we are accepting the way they are. We are not expecting something different, we are accepting as they are, and we are happy with what we have and what we are.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Om Shanti. So we discussed in our group how Baba's Gyan, knowledge of the cycle and knowledge of the drama, helps us to be fearless and to stay content. And the virtues allows us to be afloat in the midst of that chaos. So the virtues act as a way to keep us afloat. And the power of Sakash helps us to be able to contribute to cultivating harmony and peace. And we don't get so discontented anymore because Baba, we understand that competition and comparing and these things makes us discontented. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So, how knowledge, which is power, contribute to contentment? So firstly, knowledge. When we receive knowledge from Baba, definitely there will be no question. So everything will put a full stop. And also, we accept the drama. And everyone is playing their role. Everyone is acting. So it's all in the drama and predestined. So for virtues, virtues is by accepting. Acceptance. One virtue is acceptance, which is by accepting the drama, accepting others, and our surroundings, and also for power, the power that we receive from Baba. So by us receiving power, for example, power to tolerate, we tend to bestow to others.
Thank you.
I can't remember.
Passing the mic again.
So we discussed how with knowledge we have power and God's power, and when we're acting from a place of virtue and we use the virtues, we feel very content. Whereas when we use our vices, we feel negative and depleted and not powerful. And we think when we feel powerful, we can give and donate. Whereas when we feel weak, we have nothing to give. Om Shanti.
In the knowledge, we have learned the drama is fixed, we can't change anything. So we accepted it, and then we lost our wishes, and therefore we were content. And also from knowledge and from Baba, we learned to do yoga and dharana and service, and this, all four, this increased our happiness, purity, and also our contentment and self-respect. Therefore, we were content.
Saila, can we have 2 more minutes? Can we have 2 more minutes? Okay. So, just wanted to sum up what we we're exploring today. So what I understood is we have strings. We have strings. Okay? The strings are to people, to objects, to situation, to our ideas and thinking. Okay? So that's why we started this with the little game that we did at the beginning. But if we understand this principle, then we understand that there is nothing that we need to be content. The only reason that we are not content is because of this string. Now the string is also not a problem. Holding the strings creates bondage. Okay? In order to break the strings, we need understanding through knowledge. You need to imbibe what we are being told, which is virtues. And we also need to take the power to keep that balance. Okay? Because when we don't have power, we start losing. Okay? And harmony is not something that you actually, there was a trick question there. You don't create harmony. Harmony is a result of you being content. Harmony is a result that when you are content, there is an automatic harmony. So trying to create harmony, you probably fail very badly because you get frustrated. Because you still want something. I don't even want harmony. Harmony is a result. So if you keep this in mind, and if you, strings are there everywhere. If you watch, which ones are you holding onto? It could be your ideas, your knowledge, your understanding, your, you know, whatever. It could be some people that you are kind of attached to. It could be a situation, it could be position, whatever it is. Just let it go. That's all. That's all you need to do. The initial random movement was you were moving around, you didn't have anything to hold, only there were people, but they were not a problem for you. But once, you know, like there's multiple attachment, so you are holding it and another person and the third person comes in between, it becomes tricky then, right? Yeah, three is always tricky. So this is what happens. And then you have to juggle and you have to untangle and you get tangled in between. And the only thing you need to do is make sure you don't pick the string. Contentment is not, you're not going to go and get it somewhere. Contentment is already with you. Yeah? Harmony is not cultivated at all. Yeah? Harmony is a result of you being content. When you are content, it's automatically there will be harmony because there is no clash. Most of you brought in drama, yeah? And then drama becomes fun. Yeah? If I don't have expectation and I don't want to change anybody, then what's the problem? Yeah, it's only when I want, you know, something. And sometimes we think that everything has to be solved. Anybody thinks that they have to solve everything? Is it okay not to solve something? Yeah, why do we think that, you know, we have to solve everything? We don't need to solve everything. Yeah, everything doesn't have to have a solution. Every person doesn't have to be a type. Or you don't have to be a type. You can just be yourself. Yeah? So, I'll stop here because now it's your meditation time. And it was wonderful to be with you for this short time. And I hope you have taken something of use for yourself. And you can share it with others if you find it useful. And thank you for coming.